This is Bob Tragus bringing you the other side of the news here on your community radio station, WCRS 98.3, 102.1 FM. I'm here with three anti-racist political activists who've had an encounter with the police where there was excessive use of force, and they were all charged. Welcome to the studio, Ashley.
Hi.
And Tori.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hi.
Okay, let's go over what was happening. You were at a party, and you needed, when was this?
This was Friday night.
So Friday night you're at a party. How did you end up with an encounter with the police, Ashley?
Well, I showed up to a potluck, and...
Well, that could do it in modern America. You show up for it. It was a political...
I was in possession of potato salad,
yeah,
so...
potluck, and there was probably some kale being served.
I was talking to my friends for a few minutes when I heard that someone was having an asthma attack and needed a ride to a hospital.
And who was that?
That was Alex.
So, Alex, yeah, you have asthma and you were having an attack at this party?
Yes, I have asthma. It flares up every once in a while, usually, like, very bad asthma attacks. I needed an inhaler, but was not able to communicate that in the moment, so people decided it was best to take me to the hospital. I guess I wasn't really conscious when I left the party, so.
And Tori, you were gonna go along for the ride to the hospital?
I had attended the party with Alex, so when I found out he was sick, I volunteered to go with him to the hospital. And on the way there, he had stopped breathing 5 times in the car, and I had to breathe him back to life.
Okay, so Alex is being rushed to the hospital. Tori is with him, and Ashley is driving. What happens next?
Alex is losing consciousness in the back seat. I didn't realize Tori is communicating that to me. I'm having trouble understanding her because she's trying to tend to him and talk to me at the same time. I'm checking in the rearview mirror and missed the turn for the hospital. At this point, I'm a little discombobulated.
And where was this at? You missed the turn at where?
At 10th. I'm going south on High.
Okay, so this South High Street... At 10th, you're taking them to the university hospital.
Correct.
You missed the turn. What happens next?
Alex loses consciousness. Neither of us know CPR, so I pulled into the nearest place, which was the Taco Bell parking lot, where I thought perhaps the security guard might have no CPR. So I stopped and asked for directions, because... I realized how close we were to the hospital. Asked for directions back to the hospital, realized that Alex was still not responding. Try to get back on track to the hospital, and he says, I'm going to call the squad.
So, okay, let me get this right. You pull up to ask for directions or for help, and his response is that he's going to help you by calling a squad.
Correct.
Okay.
At that point, I realized that by the time that happened, that it might be too late. Alex still isn't responding. I get back in my car. I was about halfway out the car, out the window. Get back in the car. Go to pull out to get back. I realize where we are. I, you know, snap back into reality. Get back in the car. Start to pull away to get back on track to the hospital. And the security guard blocks me from doing so.
Okay, well, what did he say? He just decided to block you because it was a call to 911 and he
Correct.
Thought you
and I
should
said,
stay there?
Exactly. At this point, we're on at the Taco Bell on, what, 7th, 10th?
Yeah,
so we're, what, a block and two
right.
blocks away from the hospital. There was no reason to call the ambulance. We were close. I realized where we were at the time. Was trying to get back there.
So he wouldn't let you leave, but he's a security guard. How do the police figure into this, Tori?
So he stops us from leaving, and the squad shows up, and they park right behind the car. So we end up getting blocked from leaving altogether because the ambulance is behind us.
Are you in the parking lot?
We're in the parking lot.
Are you in the ordering lane?
No.
We're in the first two parking spaces.
Yeah.
Okay. The security guard's in the first space. We're in the second space. face.
Okay, so is he in a car or is he standing?
He's outside of the car at this point because he was standing behind the car.
And he's blocking you from leaving?
Yes.
Okay, which I don't see how he had any right to do that. Legally has no right.
We didn't either.
Other than a citizen's, unless he's making a citizen's arrest. So the cops show up and block you in. What happens with... are you conscious at this time?
No.
No. So Alex is not conscious. What did the police say to you as the driver?
Well, the paramedics showed up first. They asked what was going on while they were doing that. They were more focused on me and what my information was and trying to insist that there was something else going on here other than asthma. I told them I had no knowledge of anything else other than asthma going on.
Suspecting black tar heroin.
I have no idea. They smell the potato salad. I'm not sure.
Meth con, some meth vibe, Breaking Bad political activists.
I guess. So there, at this point, I'm like, why are you talking to me? My friend needs help. At this point, the police show up. They ask me, what's going on again? I say, I showed at a party. A friend needed a ride to the hospital. I gave them that ride, and I'm not sure why you guys are getting in the way of that. What's happening is you guys are preventing me from driving my friend to get help.
So it was this one squad car?
No. I couldn't see how many cars there were at that point, but at this point there are at least 8 officers on the driver's side in front of the paramedics.
So 8 officers show up with paramedics and with a... security guard at Taco Bell. Did somebody order the chalupa? Is there some logical reason that there would be that many police there? So there's at this point, no criminal complaint.
Nope.
Whatsoever. So what happens in your encounter with the police, Ashley?
What happens is they start questioning me about the incidents before the asthma attack. I tell them I don't know anything.
So someone is unconscious.
Right.
With asthma.
Right.
Has stopped breathing 5 times, Tori, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And they want to know the background.
Right. Which I insist
after
that
after sending 8 cops.
Right.
You figure
and aligning themselves in between us and the paramedics.
Okay.
So I tell them I have no idea what happened at the party before I got there. I had been there for 10-15 minutes before someone asked for a ride. So here they start asking me what his name is. I tell them his name. They wouldn't accept that. They start asking for his full name, which I didn't know. They thought I was evading them, I guess, which I wasn't. I was giving them all the information. They start asking me if I've been under the influence of drugs or alcohol, which I hadn't been, so I told them the truth, no. And that I was the designated driver, and that I was showing up at the party sober for that purpose, and that I was doing that, and that these people were stopping me from doing the right thing, which was, being a friend in need and, showing up at a party so that I could help out.
Tori, how did it get out of control from your perspective? They're talking to Ashley. She's driving. What did you see?
Well, from what I remember, because I was trying to help Alex at the same time as trying to figure out what was going on in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alex was still having breathing problems, and I was trying to keep him with his arms up so he could breathe better through his lungs. And all I remember is the cops coming in, asking Ashley a bunch of questions. And then they tell her to turn her car off and then tell her to hand over her keys.
Oh, how did that happen, Ashley? How did it suddenly get to a situation where you have to turn off your car and hand over your keys?
Well, at this point, it's very clear that we're not getting Alex to a hospital anytime soon and that their sole purpose for being
there... Well, he needs a beating first, okay?
Right.
their
sole purpose for being there is to keep us from leaving. I know I'm not doing anything wrong. I start checking in the back seat, and Tori and I start establishing our rights. At this point, I turn off the car just to, at this point I know I'm not leaving,
so I
turn off my engine.
You're starting to invoke the Constitution.
Right.
What this means is all of you are charged with something. How many charges do you have against you?
7.
7. How many, Tori?
3.
And, Alex, you were unconscious, but they had to charge you with something, like not breathing while obstructing something.
Yeah, I have 2 charges.
Okay. That's because you should be proud. That's the most an unconscious person's had in a few months. So
we start establishing our rights. At that point, the officer gets upset and is like...
Well, Columbus's finest. You know, look, let's show him some respect. You got to have a GED to be a Columbus police officer. You can have 0 knowledge of the U.S. Constitution and hold it in the utmost contempt, but you can still be a member of Columbus's finest. Okay, now that we've established that these guys really know the Constitution and they're willing to test a lie whenever called upon. So, what happens next?
He starts screaming at me that she's not a lawyer, he's an effing police officer.
She as him.
As in Tori. Stop talking to her, you talk to me. I'm the police
officer. I've got a GED.
And I said, you have a police officer with no right to stop me from doing what I'm doing. And at that point, he tells me to hand over my keys. I tell him...
Did he give you a reason why?
Nope. And at that point, I say, there's no reason. I'm sober. You can breathalyze me right now.
And you handed him the little ACLU card that said... Don't ever hand over your keys. announce loudly that I'm not handing over my keys and make them take the keys.
Exactly.
No. How did they handle that?
So armed with my knowledge of the things written on the ACLU card, I remind myself and the passengers that this is correct. I don't, in fact, have to hand over my keys. Correct? Correct. This is when, with my back turned to him, the officer reaches in and grabs my keys from my hands.
Assaulting a police officer! Quit resisting!
Right. we start playing tug of war with my keys. At this point, I know I'm correct because he has not asked me to step out of the car. He's not even opened my car. He's not established that he's arresting me, that he's charging me, that he's suspecting me of anything. He just wants my keys, which
so
he has no right to
you
have.
You have no commands,
nope.
no motives.
Nope.
He might just be trying to get more business for Taco Bell.
Right.
there's no logical reason
why he's
doing any of this.
Correct. So he, while pulling my keys, is twisting them around his own hand. Looking me in the eye, trying to speak things into existence, like, you're hurting me, you're twisting my arm, and I'm saying very loudly saying the real truth out loudly so people can hear me, that absolutely not, my hands are not touching yours, the only reason your hand hurts is because you are illegally taking my keys from my hand right now. That's going on, he gets really upset, and then asks me to get out of the car at that point.
Okay, and so now that's a lawful order, which you must comply with, sort of.
Which I sort of did.
What happened next there?
Next, I get out of the car, and he orders me to stand by the paramedic.
So you're not resisting?
Nope,
he orders you to stand by the paramedic?
At this point, I'm offering to be breathalyzed, so that if they do try to charge us with something later, they can't, As the cop's reaching into my car, grabbing my keys, another officer is saying, I smell alcohol on her breath. That's when I realized getting out of the car is what needs to happen.
They're trying to establish probable cause. Okay.
This doesn't happen until after
And so that would explain why you said, breathalyze me.
Right. So I get out of the car. And at this point, none of the passengers in my car are doing anything illegal. I know this. I get out of the car to try to, defuse and... I'm asking the paramedics why they aren't taking care of my friend, why my friend's not on a gurney in their car right now, and why I'm talking to a cop instead of the paramedics talking to my friend.
Okay.
They said at that point that they assessed that I was not capable of driving, and that I was under the influence of something, and I said, you assessed incorrectly.
You were under
and you made the wrong call.
The Constitution.
And I was...
Which you hadn't realized is no longer applicable in the United States.
So I told him that he made the absolute incorrect assessment, that the reason this is all happening is because I was doing the right thing, and helping a friend in need, and this is when I think... I don't know what's going on with
Alex. Alex, were you still unconscious at this point?
I was coming in and out of consciousness around this point. I remember Ashley getting out of the car and blacking out again. Mm-hmm. It was kind of...
Don't worry, they'll come over to pound your chest really hard and arrest you soon. You'll be saved.
It's really kind of a blur because, you know, you're coming in and out of consciousness, not being able to breathe, and when you're awake for these brief seconds, your friends are screaming and crying, and there's police around you and lights everywhere. I'm kind of unclear on when exactly I regained consciousness.
And Tori, were you in the front of the car, the back?
I was in the back seat of the car. Immediately after Ashley was out of the car, my car door flew open, and the cop started asking me questions, and I was watching him ask Alex questions as well from the other side. And then the cop goes, "Are you drunk?" And I said, "Yes, I've been drinking." And he was like, "Okay, well, I need to see your ID." And I was like, "Here you go. You can have my ID and look at it. I'm not driving. I'm not in any responsibility of anybody's life at the moment." Mm-hmm. So I hand him my ID, and he takes my identification. The other cop takes Alex's identification. And then immediately after they come back with our IDs, they start asking for us to get out of the car.
This is WCRS, your community radio station, 98.3, 102.1. So this is curious. You hand over your ID, they go and run these, and then they ask you to step out of the car. Is it safe to say that, Alex, you're a political activist?
Yes.
That you're an anti-racist activist, and that you disagree with various types of police behavior?
Absolutely.
What about you, Tori?
Yes.
Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all sort of anti-racist, Black Lives Matter, in your case, perhaps all your cases, anti-corporate capitalist, and now they've run your... license, your IDs, are you worried, any of you, that you're in a data bank?
I wasn't thinking about it at the moment.
Have you been to any major rallies in the city involving the police?
I have, but it didn't cross my mind that I would be arrested for...
For exercising your constitutional rights?
Correct.
Okay, but again, right, we have the largest surveillance state in the history of Earth that the former head of the Stasi marvels at, that no society has ever kept so many records on so many people. Alex, do you worry that you are listed in various police or governmental files?
I'm not so much worried. I don't know for sure, but I can guess that I probably am.
Okay. Ashlyn?
Yes. Same.
Okay, so there's this, they check your IDs and suddenly they want you out of the car. How does that go, Tori?
Well, he comes over and he tells me to get out of the car. And I ask him, why do I need to get out of the car? And he says, get out of the car. And I ask him, why? What is the reason that I need to get out of the car at this moment? And he says, because I said so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I tell him, no, there's no reason I need to get out of the car. I do not have to. So then he's like, I'm going to pull you out of this car right now. And then tries to pull me out of the car as another cop comes over and tries to help him, and they fling me out of the car.
Ashley, how did you see this encounter? You're standing over by the paramedics wondering why they're not happening, and suddenly Tori is flung out of the car by two police officers. Yeah,
Tori's being pulled by her braids and her neck and shoulders by two cops out of the back seat of the car. My protective instinct kicks in. Seen too many scary videos recently, and already knew I had one unconscious friend, didn't want another one. Just leapt forward and tried to, I don't know, break her fall. Tried to get to her to ease her.
How did the police respond to that? The police coming to the aid of your friend.
Punched me in the head twice, and smashed me face first into the ground.
Well, that would explain why there's so many charges against you. Usually, the rule of thumb is the more they abuse you and violate the Constitution and the law, the more they have to charge you.
Right. So I'm face down. At no point did anyone charge me with anything, read me any rights, but they cuffed me.
Okay, so you're now cuffed and face down. What about you, Tori?
That was actually the second time they had thrown you down. First...
Let's
go back to the first time.
First, they didn't have any reason to arrest her, so she was fine, and nobody was bothering her, so she walked over to get something, her phone, out of her purse, and that was when I saw her get grabbed by her arm and yanked back, and she flew back about 5 feet on her back.
Yeah, I forgot about that. The head injury, I think, is helping with that.
And what head injury is that?
Getting punched twice in the head. Before that, though, yeah, Tori's correct. At this point, they weren't giving me any orders. They weren't charging me with anything. They weren't arresting me. They weren't breathalyzing me. I casually went up to my purse to go get my my phone so I could start recording, which didn't get to happen. But because the three officers let me do that. At this point, no one had anything on me. There was no charges. Nothing was happening. At this point, I walk by calmly past the three officers, I get enough into my purse to get my hands on my phone. At that point,
was the purse in the car?
Yes. Okay. At that point, the officer that was reached for my keys whips around to the passenger side, and he's the one that flinged me back and said, "I saw what you did. Don't you ever attack an officer from behind." So again, he's just trying to speak these things into existence that aren't even happening a little bit.
Right, yeah. Stuff that the police train for while they're beating you, yelling, "Quit resisting," right, or "You're hurting me," or "You're attacking me," which is well-recognized police training.
Correct. And I know all about that, so I'm trying to scream what's not happening as they're doing that. But again, at this point, this is still, they've just mm-hmm. make me stand by the paramedics. They haven't charged me, arrested me, or anything. But at that point, they did take my purse out of my, outside of the car and put it on the car. And I didn't see it again for a while.
What else did you see, Tori?
So at this point, I was on the ground, and I remember Alex being walked across the pavement by two cops dragging his feet.
Are you conscious now, Alex, while you're being walked?
I remember two instances of being kind of conscious in the car. The commotion mm-hmm. kind of woke me up. I was breathing really heavy. I remember sitting next to Tori. She's screaming and crying. I hear everything around me. At this point, I also do not have my glasses, so I can't see anything. But I remember just calmly telling her, "Don't make any sudden movements. Like, you don't have to get out of the car. Ask them if they're detaining you. Don't move." And then I remember,
which would explain your two charges. You came through and gave some legal advice. So continue, Tori.
So I see them throw Alex down onto the ground, and he is not moving at all. He's unconscious at this point.
Did you recognize that as standard helping somebody with asthma therapy?
No.
They throw the guy with an asthma attack onto the ground. Okay.
Yeah, he's barely moving, and he looks like he's breathing very heavily, like he still needs help. So I hop up, because the cops who threw me onto the ground, they just left me there. They didn't handcuff me or anything at that point. And I tried to explain to the cop who was about to handcuff him that he still needed help from the paramedics. Mm-hmm. And he yelled out, "She's stopping me, she's stopping me." And two cops came over and snatched my arms back and handcuffed me at that point.
Now, who was yelling that you were stopping him?
The cop who was trying to arrest Alex while he was unconscious and barely breathing.
Okay. Well, I mean, was he going to cuff him, or?
He was trying to cuff him.
All right. And so they yelled this. What happened then to you?
Immediately, two cops come from behind, and both of them snatch my arms back and handcuff me and throw me back down onto the ground.
But Ashley, you're not cuffed yet.
Oh no, I'm cuffed. I'm cuffed as soon as I try to help Tori.
So you're.
I'm the first one cuffed. I'm down.
Okay, you're cuffed first, and then they try to cuff Alex, who's occasionally conscious a couple times, and then they cuff Tori. And then what happens from there?
So at this point, they pull me up. They have me inside a vehicle. Again, no one's charging me. No one's telling me I'm arrested. No one's saying mm-hmm. anything to me. They just put me in the back of a car. At this point, a woman officer comes over to search me, asking if my hair comes out of my head. weird stuff. Again, at that point, they just they have me in a car on the scene for the longest, I believe. They have us, at that point, they get us all and have us in separate cars. I'm trying to watch what's happening, but they're kind of blocking me as they're, like, searching me and stuff like that. And then I sit in a car for about 4 hours outside of a some sort of paperwork processing facility. And they make two stops on the way to some sort of mm-hmm. paperwork processing facility. And then I'm sitting out there the whole time with an officer who wasn't on the scene and doesn't really know what's going on. And then they booked me downtown and then took me to Jackson Pike.
So you spent the night or weekend in Jackson Pike?
I spent a night in Jackson Pike.
Okay, and how many counts were you charged with?
Seven.
Seven counts. Do you remember any of them specifically?
Misconduct, and emergency.
I know there's one related to obstructing an emergency.
Obstructing an officer, an emergency officer from mm-hmm. doing his duty
right.
while asking for help.
Okay, there they are. There's seven of them all in pink. Let's go through them.
Possession.
possession of...
Open container. Possession of paraphernalia. And open...
What was that paraphernalia they're charging you with?
Allegedly marijuana.
Okay.
And then a supposed open container. I had an open container of potato salad in my car. That's the only open mm-hmm. container I had. Let's see. Obstruction, and then resisting the arrest of my unconscious friend, okay. apparently.
Okay, and Tori, did you spend the night in jail as well?
Yes, I did. I was there until 10:30 Saturday night.
Okay, and what did they charge you with?
They charged me with obstructing official business, resisting arrest, and possession of controlled substances.
And that would be marijuana?
That is what they claim.
Okay. And, Alex, although you were unconscious, you were still able to pull two charges?
Yes. Actually, that's interesting. I remember regaining full consciousness, on the ground handcuffed. I explicitly asked the police officer standing over top of me, why am I on the ground right now? And he had to explain to me what had happened because I was so confused from finally, like, coming to that I had no idea what had happened at this point. It's starting to sort of come back to me as I'm, like, awake for longer. I was put in a car and waited for about 2 hours until the cops came up with resisting arrest and obstruction of police business.
Well, was it because you went limp? Oh, you
made it harder for them to.
how does the victim here, the person who's sick and mostly unconscious, get two charges?
There's also no police report for my arrest.
I realize also I only have a police report for obstructing official business and not possession or resisting arrest.
Although you were charged with that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, once they get it straight, then who knows, they're police. They were probably getting together and making sure their stories all sounded identical. So when that comes out, as it no doubt will at trial, were there other witnesses?
Several.
I mean...
Taco Bell, you know, High Street Taco Bell was pretty crowded.
Also, my papers... they're under two different case files.
Mm. To confuse you? Okay, we got one minute left. Let me just say this is not going to be the end of it. I'm predicting this will be a huge story because you're all political activists. And here's also my speculation. I think they were targeting you. I think the police nationally are targeting anti-police Black Lives Matter activists. That's my thought from the other side of the news. Thanks for being on the show. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tori.
Thank you.
And thanks, Ashley.
Thanks.
And we need to fight this. We need to raise money, fight this, and not let this police abuse stand. This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you the other side of the news.